A US jury has reached a partial verdict in the case against Sean Diddy Combs, but the rapper will have to wait a little bit longer to learn his fate. The jurors have reached verdicts on 4 of the 5 charges against him. They're deadlocked on the charge of racketeering conspiracy. The jury will continue its deliberations today. Now, earlier, Megan Cunniff told me about how the jurors' decisions were communicated in court and the reaction from P. Diddy Combs.
The jury has said that they have a verdict on 4 counts, but they are deadlocked on the racketeering count. And so the judge told them that they need to deliberate, keep deliberating. So they are coming back 9 a.m. Eastern time in New York City to keep at it. But the thinking is that this can't go on much longer because they did say that they have a verdict on 4 counts.
What was the reaction like from Sean Diddy Combs when word came through that the jury had reached verdicts?
He looked at the note and apparently kind of buried his hand in his head in his hands. He does not look well. His lawyers don't look well. And it looks like everyone is really stressed out.
So verdicts on 4 of the 5 charges, but he doesn't know yet if those verdicts are guilty or not guilty.
No. We don't know if he knows. Typically, the jury does not indicate a verdict in their note. It's on a different form, but the public hasn't seen the note. So on rare occasions, there could be an occasion where the jury might slip up and mention the verdict in their note. So because we haven't seen the note, we can't say for sure that nobody knows what it is. But and judging by Combs' reaction, some people were thinking maybe, I mean, he just is not taking it very well.
So what are the charges that the jury has reached decisions on?
It's everything but racketeering. So it's 2 counts of transportation for prostitution and 2 counts of sex trafficking by force or fraud.
And they've gone back out to continue deliberating now. But if they're deadlocked, can they go to a majority verdict or does it have to be unanimous?
They can deadlock on the final charge, and then it would just be up to prosecutors to whether to pursue that charge in another trial. It's unlikely they would, but it would depend on what the verdict are on the 4 counts.
So you'd expect this to wrap up, would you, today?
I do, because I don't know how aggressive the judge would be in asking them to keep deliberating after they've already said they can't reach a verdict. So I think if they give it another few hours and if they do come out and say that they're still deadlocked on this charge, I think it's unlikely that they're going to be told to keep deliberating.
So, Megan, he could walk out of court a free man. Then again, he could be further remanded for sentencing. Is that what's likely to happen? And if it is that remand for sentencing, if he is found guilty, is he heading for jail for a long time?
It depends on the charges that he's convicted of. But the sex trafficking charges carry a mandatory minimum of 15 years. So that would be serious. And then it's up to a life sentence. But that's a whole nother process.
On the wider question, Megan, what's the reaction been like in the United States and the coverage across this trial, which has been going on now for several weeks?
There's a ton of interest in the trial. You have the typical interest from traditional media, but then you also have a lot of bloggers and online streamers who are outside the courthouse streaming on their phones, talking to their own audience. And I think that's a really unique aspect of this trial that we don't see in a lot of other high-profile trials.
Has he a lot of support, or has it gone the other way for him?
He most of the people at the courthouse, I think, who are streaming support him, but I'm not sure if that spreads over to the public, widespread public and the jury. We'll find out tomorrow, I think.
Journalist Megan Cunniff talking to me a little earlier, 14 minutes to 9.